Yeah, that chopping number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. How are you travelling, your mob? Hope you're well. Thinking of your mob down there in Victoria, New South Wales. And we are doing pretty good up here in far north Queensland after lockdown last week, 3 days. But we are abiding by the rules and keeping a mask on when we're out and about until the 22nd of August. That's this Sunday coming. And constantly washing our hands and practicing that social distancing, 1.5 metres away from each other. So you can have your say and yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
This magic potion's got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe it just came to life. It's got me mesmerized, hypnotized. But this is ancient art, it'll never die. But this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, listen to that sound, sound, sound.
Rode down the back street, police trying to trace me the same way they did the TJ Hickey. Pull me over, hit me up for identity, questioning me about my credibility. Hit the eye, too many of the blue suits with the pen and the pad and the badge. Looking down on me, I give it back. I taste something else to make him think that this boy's hot. I'm shaking the spot, I ain't leaving the spot. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not.
Ooh, yeah. A rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, and listen to that. Sound, sound, sound.
Yeah, Ancient Warrior, that's Zenitha here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to Mob Dan Coranda, Japakai Mob, thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So ready for your yarns, your mob, too deadly. Now, NDIS support needed for people with disability in prison. We're now going to catch another yarn with Tori Passy, and that's the assistant manager for the Disability Royal Commission at First Peoples Disability Network. On the line, Tori, good morning. How are you?
Brother Trevor, I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm very good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, bro.
Yeah, I'm a proud Budgety man, but mobile from South Queensland. I've got mobile all over Southern Queensland. Bunch from Cherbourg, so shout out to all the mob there.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm currently living on Gambanga country here in Coffs Harbour, New South Wales, so giving a go to everybody listening.
Yeah, brother, and you guys are in lockdown, thinking of you fellas down that way, so be strong there, brother.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. Hopefully, you know, like, it's uncomfortable, but I think it's necessary, especially with, you know, impacting the mob out west there. So
exactly.
Hopefully this can sort of address all of that.
Yeah, now the other thing we need to address is NDIS support is needed for people with disability in prison. There's a the space there that's not being operated and looking after our mob in prison with disability, brother.
Yes, that's correct. We've just, as part of the Disability Royal Commission, there was a public hearing number 15 around exactly that. And the biggest issue that I guess was uncovered and I guess brought into the spotlight was the fact that there seems to be a lot of passing the buck between NDIS and state and territory managed correctional facilities and also mental health. So it's definitely been a big issue for the mob, but you know, it's good to see that it's being talked about and a spotlight's being shone in that dark space.
Yeah, well, I was saying, is our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated, and unfortunately, when we're talking about disability, it doesn't discriminate, and wherever you are, and no matter what's happening, and you need support in that space.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there was the lawyers at the DRC actually put forward the point that the system would be more efficient if it treated disability and criminogenic or criminal issues separately, but given the same support to ensure that no one's left behind in custody, which unfortunately is what we're seeing. So there really does need to be a bigger push for, I guess, the NDIS and the state-run facilities to kind of get their act together. And I'm pretty sure it's not just our mob, but it seems to be the numbers.
Across the board.
Bigger, across the board, yeah.
Exactly. Well, because you're incarcerated, you know, and then you have a disability upon you, then that in itself is a punishment, and we need to support that side of things, don't we, brother?
Yeah, that's correct, Brother Trevor. And, you know, like, if you're an Aboriginal person living with a disability in Australia, you're probably one of the most discriminated against people group, unfortunately.
Double whammy, isn't it, brother? Black skin and disability and all the above.
Yeah, you got him, brother. And then you got to think of the, you know, our LGBTQI mob as well, and then that's another layer on top of that. But, you know, like, our CEO, Damien Griffiths, he's gone on the record to say that by the time an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander person has come into contact with the justice system, they're likely to have had a lifetime of their disability-related needs being unsupported. So it's quite a shame to see that, you know, these disability needs are only being recognised once a brother or sister is behind bars.
Yeah. Exactly, brother, exactly. And so, look, there's light at the end of the tunnel in regards to our mob incarceration with disability?
I'd like to think so. And, you know, while the Royal Commission is going on, Brother Trevor, I would encourage all of our mob, you know, that have had experiences in incarcerated or even with disability around, you know, if they've felt they've been abused or neglected or have violence...
Speak up.
Perpetrated upon them, yeah, to speak up. And FPDN, we're here to help all the mob come forward and make a submission to the Royal Commission.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And so if they want to get in touch with your mob, how do they do that?
They could jump onto our website, which is www.fpdn.org.au, or email inquiries at fpdn.org.au.
Beautiful. Reaching out. Thank you very much, Tori. Look, good talking with you, my brother. Stay safe, stay strong, and big shout out there to your mob and your team there, and we'll yarn soon, eh, brother?
Yeah, thank you, brother. Thanks for having us on, and have a great day up there too.
All the best. See you, bro.
See you, bro.
Two Deadly, beautiful yarn there. His name is Tori Passy, Assistant Manager for the Disability Royal Commission at First Peoples Disability Network, and talking about the space that he's working in. And in regard to our mob incarceration, NDIS support needed for people with disability in prison in more ways than one. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416. You're with my sisters, pumping up the beats. All black memories, I click on these streets. Pop, pop, in the back speaker. I'm sitting low with my fresh pair of sneakers. I'm marinating in my liquor, yeah, I'm thicker than my other sisters. We just like the pictures of a Mona Lisa hanging smoke from my mouth. Riding low, sipping, gripping grain in the south. Family for life, it's one thing that I fight for. Dedicate this to my baby girl firstborn. I wear my colors on the inside. Just sit back, enjoy the nightlife. When we ride, I confess the words that I bless. This is my loyalty down to my last breath. Vibrations straight up, unlimited destinations, looking real deadly for a special occasion. Exclusive sister girl hip-hop invasion. Hands on the wheel and the wind in my hair, kicking with my girls cause we just don't care. We're beautiful, we're black, and we about to get loud, so turn up the music and let's roll out. Got my titties in the back and we're heading to the south, showing you all what a black woman is about. We got the QLD, SA and VIC, Lady Lash, Miss Hood, and the
D-I-double-Z. Yeah, Too Deadly, stand up, you beautiful black women. Thank you very much. That's Aretha in Cruising, is named that deadly track. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Going to catch up yarn with Tony Gibbs online. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well, brother. How are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Good. I'd like to follow on the last fellow that was just on about people locked up who's down there in New South Wales.
Yes. In regard to COVID-19 or incarceration?
Yeah, both, mate.
All the above, yep.
I heard Sheldon said last week he was trying to get his head around people locked up, you know, like in lockdown in Bathurst jail. I had a nephew in there, actually. And is awaiting sentencing, and he was transferred into the middle of New South Wales. He's father of Aboriginal kids that are connected with my family. We're locked up in the middle of that is a nightmare for people and the family outside, especially with the COVID rampant at the moment. What's happening, what I'm informed, is that people going to court there, it's being done by video conference, you know. But that's being adjourned over and over, and people, and there shouldn't be any reason for that. People be entitled to a speedy trial.
Yes. Because that waiting game, it puts a lot of pressure on the individual too, and the family as well, doesn't it?
Everybody, mate. Me included. It's a good nephew, and yeah, small thing went wrong big time, and they can't even get sentenced, you know, with the COVID, and they're in the middle of all this stuff. So I'm just saying that they really should get their act together, the justice system, if people are in there and they can do video conferences.
No need today's technology, yes.
Yeah, they're adjourning things, and people are locked up, and then they're supposed to go to their thing, and then it's not happening, and this is happening over and over, and people are left in there, and it's a nightmare. I mean, they got to deal with it or let them out. You know, people are in trouble.
Dragging the chain otherwise, brother.
Yeah, I'm just chucking that one on, mate, because it's something I know, and, you know, people...
Strong to your heart, close to your heart.
It's close to my heart, mate, and it's just something I know that's happening right now, that people should be entitled to swift justice and...
Second that.
Especially in this thing, you know, especially in this.
Well, prisons are known to be, with COVID-19, are known to be like the stationary Ruby Princess, so to speak.
Yeah, mate, well, they're all in there at Her Majesty's pleasure. what did ScoMo, the Prime Minister, said on the news, though, that freedom is always worth fighting for?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a hypocrite, mate, anyway.
Your point. All right. Thank you very much, Tony. All the best.
All right. Add that one on. Thank you. Bye.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye. Tony Gibbs there, having his say regarding mob in prison and regarding court cases and how they prolong the court cases or keep changing. It's a waiting game and it's frustrating for the individual as well as the family. Good point there, Tony. Thank you very much. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. The daily number is 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
The Pacific Ocean, I would have swam all them seas to see you smile, to see you happy. I guess you ruined it when I saw she made you happy. Try to run in fast, but your speed controlled me in a direction I didn't want to go. It was just like that, in the blink of an eye, my world came crashing down, down, down. I guess you ruined it when I saw she made you happy.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Reach out and touch the one you love. Reach out and touch the one you love. To lose tear you apart. Reach out and touch the one you love. Reach out and touch another's hand. You'll open up and understand. Don't hesitate, her love won't wait. Reach out and touch another's hand. Oh, what a beautiful night in the world it is for love. Oh, if you love her, hold her tight. By your side in the pale moonlight, every night. Reach out and show her that you care. Show her that you care.
That you
reach out and touch the one you love.
Reach out and touch the one you love.
Don't hesitate, her love won't wait. Reach out and touch the one you love.
Reach out and touch the one you love.
If she's the one that you've been dreaming of,
I'm the one.
Yeah, reach out. Jimmy Little featuring Melinda Schneider there here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you might be on up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the magical number you need to call. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And the brother's a bully one, your host, Trev Murray from the Curry, host of your daily program, National Talk Black, live at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Also, check out our Facebook page. Well, don't forget that, BBM 987 FM. In regard to the COVID-19 space, disturbingly high New South Wales records are 478 new local COVID-19 cases, 7 deaths. Victoria records 22 new local cases of COVID-19 as state's exposure site list expands. Also, Canberra COVID-19 cluster grows to 10 cases after high school student test positive. So the virus is still about us, it's still upon us, and so we need to operate as we walk about, your mob, and look, stay safe. We are okay up here in far north Queensland. In the state of Queensland, doing pretty good and tighten up the borders. New South Wales, Victoria in lockdown, and thinking of you guys there. And I said the best way we can, as we know, the best way we can tackle this pandemic is abide by the rules. Wear your mask, 1.5 metres away from each other, practice the social distancing, and constantly wash your hands, and we'll keep it at bay. Have your say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416.
Fighting for our rights in the land of the indigenous. We got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. You know where we all stand in the land of the dead.
the voices of this land and the spirit of the Torah great. Come together as one in the land of indigenous.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Fire Dance, Adrian Walter, Emino here on your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball to one ear, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Daily Program and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, Bummer Bripper Media, BBM 98.7 FM. Let's go to NRL scores over the weekend. Storms got up against the Raiders, 26 points to 16. The Panthers annihilated the Dragons, 34 points to 16. A close one with the Broncos and the Roosters. The Roosters got up 21-20. And look, hats off to the Broncos team there and the fans. They're starting to play football, but wrong end of the season. Rabbitohs annihilated the Titans, 36 points to 6. The Tigers defeated the Cowboys, sorry, State there, 24 points to 16. The Sea Eagles, Manly Sea Eagles, flogged Eels, 56 points to 10. And just found out they got an injury there with Tom Trbojevic, who's out for about 3 weeks with a hairline fracture of the jaw. So there it is. The Warriors defeated the Bulldogs, 24 points to 10. And then the last game there in regards to the draw of the 22nd, round 22, is the Knights got up over the Sharks, which makes it difficult for them. The Sharks, 16 points to 14. That's over the weekend. And then looking at the ladder where they all sit on the NRL ladder, of course, Storms leading away at 40 points. Panthers on 38, as well as Rabbitohs on 38. You've got Roosters sitting solely by themselves on 30 points. And then we have Sea Eagles at 28, Eels at 28. And then we have congestions going on with Knights at 22, Titans at 20, Raiders at 20. And both Raiders and Titans are at the final of the top, the bottom of the eight. Then just under that, who's still got a chance, Sharks at 18, Dragons at 18, and the Warriors may have a chance at 18, as well as the West Tigers 18. And then below that is Cowboys at 14, Broncos at 12, and Bulldogs at 6. So there it is in regard to NRL. Hope your team went well. Maybe you want to talk football, give me a call. 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
I just wanna know what is peace. Can someone educate us all? Because all that it seems is that no one even knows what it means. I mean, I could be wrong, but society is telling me that freedom isn't actually free. I hate to say, but it's hard being black in these streets. And when we tell them, they don't wanna believe. Cause we're locked up in a system that we can't even see. Well, I guess my last song went right over your heads. Cause I was sending out a message, but the message wasn't read. Reconciliation is what we all gotta spread. So what more needs to be said for this to get in your head? It's like, if you're white, you're right. But if you're black in this country, it's an everyday fight. But for real, I just wanna know why. It's like the system that we in is going back in the time. I'm sick and tired of the pain going on in the streets. We trying to make a change, but they won't let us speak. There's innocent black people who were murdered by police and no one's giving up. Well, that's the way it all seems, that there's a whole lot of things that we never discuss. The media never reveals what really happens to us. But when a wombat was killed, man, they made it a fuss. But let a cop shoot a brother, they never did lock him up. How would you feel if you had a stereotype? How would you feel if the police pulled you up at night? How would you feel being judged in your everyday life? How would you feel? Nah, stuff that. How would you feel if a cop ran straight through your house and shot your son in the head and left him dying by the couch? Dragged his body outside as he was crying out loud and left your family tortured as they all surrounded now. I just wanna see a change. We protest in our country to stop all the pain, but negativity still comes our way. We need to unlock the system, cause right now it's not safe. But I really do take in hand, there's a lot of white mob on this land to do as much as they can to give back. And yes, I understand. That's why I love my white folks, cause they do give a damn. Now listen, we need to look out for each other, but even better, we spread love for one another. Cause there be some days on my mind I really wonder how we gonna make a change for the way they see our color. Cause some nights I can't sleep, I just wanna make it so us indigenous people can eat. So I preach like every day of the week, so hopefully sometime we can live our life in peace. And that's real. Every day of the week, so hopefully sometime we can live our life in peace.
Jay Miller, Unlock the System, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Baldwin here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for daily program, National Talk Black. Let's talk AFL scores over the weekend. The GWS Giants defeated Richmond 106 points to 67. And also we've got the win there with the Hawks, who defeated the Bulldogs 64 points to 37. The Cats, Geelong Cats, got up against St Kilda, 85 points to 71. Port Adelaide thrashed Carlton, 140 points to 45. Brisbane Lions got up over Collingwood, 142 points to 57. And the Sydney Swans defeated North Melbourne, 91 points to 77. Melbourne defeated Adelaide Crows, 104 points to 63. And the Bombers got up against the Suns, 98 points to 30. And also Fremantle defeated West Coast Eagles and local derby there, 79 points to 64. And that's how it sits over the weekend. And let's look at the ladder in the AFL. Top leading away is on 21 points. Where are you on 66 points? Sorry, that's Melbourne Demons leading away. And under that is Geelong Cats at 64, as well as Port Adelaide at 64. Western Bulldogs at 60 points. Brisbane Lions at 56, as well as Sydney Swans at 56. GWS at 42. And the Bombers. Bombers fans, congratulations. The Bombers have made the bottom eight. The top eight, they're at the bottom of the eight, and they're at 40 points. So there it is in regard to the AFL. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. And we're going to catch up with someone online. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, you know, if you was in Woolies or Coles and somebody run over your toe with a trolley, would you say sorry to them?
Of course. My apologies, yeah, yes.
No, if they run over your toe?
Yes.
If they run over your toe.
If they run over your toe? Oh, no, you'd look for an apology. You said, oh, you know, what are you saying? Well, you didn't get an apology? Someone ran over your toe?
It's simple.
Yeah.
You know, on AFL, that Eddie McGuire, they're going to intellectualise about this. I like what brother, what's your name, from AFL, Tony Armstrong, eh? Like what he said. You know about that racism from that Taylor Walker said about that brother, Brother Boy Robbie Chuck.
Yes.
Racist remark. And I like what Brother Tony Armstrong from your KA, from AFL, And he said, why is it that it's us that are always asking us to add up the olive branch, you know, brother?
Yeah, exactly.
We're the one that got, got hit.
And hence your analogy, if someone runs over your toe, well, they should apologize. They should apologize, yes.
Yeah, and we're always doing that, brother. We're always, you know, they're asking us to end up the whole thing of brother. Yeah. I punched the air and said the F word, yeah. I said F yeah for two things on Friday. Then he slaps a book, my brother. I love it, brother. That song on Friday.
Yeah,
and the other one was, and I heard you say, brother, something about COVID, and you said, but the eye incarceration still is, you know? Mm. And that's true, brother. Like, okay, everybody gets the injection. We still have the institutional racism, brother.
Yes.
That's one of the say on that one. On that, and the other one is Afghanistan, brother. The Taliban, they've taken over there, and the US is there, brother. And, you know, people will say, oh, well, they got to be there. They got to, you know, the atrocities and all that stuff that happens over there. But I feel like swearing, brother.
A lot of inhumane actions going on there, you know.
Brother, we got one here right on our doorstep. Syrian, brother.
Yep.
And there was Idi Amin and what he done in Uganda. There was the Rwandan genocide. Yep.
Dictatorship.
Up here in Vietnam, brother, the Americans got defeated, brother. But even Australia joined them over there. Even, you know, if any... Because Asia or somebody might be monitoring, but they always monitor the program. What's with these people up here? And, you know, and putting nothing out about Muslims, Indonesian and Muslim, what they doing? They're not worrying about the Muslims there. They're worrying about the Muslims over there in Middle East. What about these fellows? What they doing to the West Syrian brother? It's right here on a
exactly on a neighbors.
Yeah, thank you, brother. That's my little.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Too deadly. Someone there having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All ears here for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416. Want to hear what you're going to say? Add to the conversations we've been having, or start a new one. Either way, all ears here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
This story is about the King of the Yarrow, an Aboriginal person who is the elders of the Aboriginal tribal person. He was the king of the Yarrow. He took his people from Beagle Bay to Broome. He took all his families, the tribal person, and teach them how to learn the culture, the law side, dancing with the women and men. He learned his education from the nuns, which is Bilard's mission. He learned his education from the woman of God.
He was Taylor Paddy, who was known as the Taylor Man. Taylor Paddy, Taylor Man. He designed the clothes for the working class man, put the craft of design on their backs. Shook the hands of the queen from the motherland, she granted him a kiss, try to understand. A black Yaru prince and a queen to a nation, unification. He was Taylor Paddy, he was known as the Taylor Man. Taylor Paddy, Taylor Man. He designed the clothes for the working class men, put the craft of design on their backs. 10,000 years of ancestry to the dreaming till tomorrow. He had thousands of offers of royalty, the man from the Yaru land. He was Taylor Paddy, he was known as the Taylor Man. Taylor Paddy, Taylor Man. He designed the clothes for the working class man. put the craft of design on their backs. He was Taylor Paddy, he was known as the Taylor Man. Taylor Paddy, Taylor Man. He designed the clothes for the working class man and put the craft of design on their backs. On their backs. On their backs. On their backs.
Yeah, that's King of Yarrawa. That's Francis Jigwin here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. 5 minutes left on the program, you mob, so squeezing the yarn. We've got the news coming up here very soon via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother 24/7, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All this breaking news, thinking of you mob up there in Darwin, Greater Darwin and Catherine Regis, plunge into lockdown over mystery case. Parts of the Northern Territory will be plunged into a three-day snap lockdown following a mystery case of COVID-19. The new case is a man who recently arrived in Australia from overseas, completed his hotel quarantine in Sydney and transited to Darwin via the ACT. Chief Minister Michael Gunner said, however, it was unclear where he had contracted the virus and what strain it was. The assumption, he said, was that it was the Delta variant. So that's where it sits at the moment. And like I said, thinking of you mob up there in Darwin, Catherine, family up that way, thinking of you, love you dearly, and look, be strong. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to a time where Murray got a sign off for you, mob. I thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black is a fantastic vehicle you mob can use, utilise, and have you saying Yarn Up Strong. If we're not talking about COVID-19, we're talking about your deadly organisation, your tribal mob, where you mob from, what's happening in your area with your family and with your tribal mob, and all ears here. Fantastic program, so do use it. And it is your program. Murray just steering the ship, that's all I'm doing. But great to be a part of it and love your company. And look, we'll yarn soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in pandemic. Abide by the rules. Let's not be lackadaisy, mob. Thank you very much.